Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Security researchers have found a way to steal the online identities of users of sites like Facebook, eBay, and Google using a file posted in personal profiles on the sites. The researchers from NGS Software plan to demonstrate the technique at the Black Hat Computer Security Conference in Las Vegas next week. Their attack relies on a new type of hybrid file that looks like different things to different programs. In this case, it's a Java applet made to look like a GIF image file. By placing these files on websites that allow users to upload their own images, the researchers can circumvent security systems and take over the accounts of web surfers when their browser launches the Java applet. Apple has at last issued its patch for the domain name system flaw, considered one of the most dangerous vulnerabilities ever to affect the internet. The DNS flaw allows an attacker to execute a so-called cache poisoning attack, where traffic to a legitimate domain name can be redirected to a malicious server after an attack on a DNS server. Apple is among a handful of companies that security experts have said moved far too slowly in reacting to the DNS bug. Other vendors, including Cisco and Microsoft, had patches ready when the existence of the flaw was disclosed on July the 8th. Apple has also wrapped a dozen other fixes in its security update for the desktop and server editions of Mac OS X 10.4 and 10.5. Open source content management vendor Alfresco is hoping to lure away some businesses from Microsoft Office SharePoint Server with help from Microsoft itself. Its Alfresco Labs version 3 product, now in beta testing, takes advantage of the SharePoint and Office protocol documentation files that Microsoft released earlier this year. Office applications can integrate tightly with SharePoint, but the protocols published by Microsoft allow Alfresco to act as a stand-in on the back end. The new release also features Alfresco Surf, a web development toolkit, and a preview version of Alfresco Share, a social networking and collaboration application due in September. Finally, Microsoft said it failed to meet its sales target for Windows Mobile, its operating system for mobile phones. By the end of its fiscal year on June 30th, it had sold around 18 million licenses for the software, less than its goal of 20 million. But that's still more than some of its smartphone rivals. BlackBerry shipped 14 million devices carrying its software in the year to March the 1st. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update, brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Peter Sayer in Paris. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.